Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great day today. We just reached our next destination. Wanted to do this audio for you. The United States of America, Sodom, ripe for God's wrath. You know, most people don't realize that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for more than just sexual perversion. Let me talk about this with you because this topic came up and I want to share it with you. Jude 1 verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them in like manner are giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So yeah, that was about their sexual perversion. But we also read from the prophet Ezekiel 16 verse 49. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. So, yep, we see sexual sin, but we also see pride, fullness of things, idleness, and a lack of generosity, selfishness, right? I want to offer up to you that most people miss that this is America today, the world too, but here I'm speaking mostly about America, and it's in the same dangerous place as Sodom was for God's wrath that's coming. Now, why would I say this? Well, there's so many reasons I could list, but for this audio, I just wanted to look at an interesting indicator. The wealthiest men in the world. We don't need to look any further than the top five wealthiest people on earth to see how did these men become rich and what is America's passion, idols, interest, and focus. Did they make their money off growing food, building affordable housing, or curing a disease or curing hunger? No, we'll look at that. Looking how they attained their wealth tells us a lot about this world, the culture of America, and the world that we live in. Now, I need to tell you, as we go over these five men, four of the five men are in America, and one of the men that is not living in America is heavily invested in American culture and has had great success. So let's review these, all right? The five richest men in the world, and I'm not going to mention their names, I'm just going to mention their number and how they made their money. Number five, this man made his billions by investing money in all kinds of companies, many ungodly companies, to make more money. They're your millionaire, billionaire, multi-billionaire, you keep investing to make more money. Does that sound like greed to you? Number four. This man made his billions inventing an online communication forum so people could spend idle time online promoting themselves in ungodly entertainment, vain, carnal ways. Yeah, he became multi-billionaire doing that, inventing that. Number three, this man made most of his money by creating an online shopping software. Then he went on to build fancy electric cars and spaceships. He became a multi-billionaire. Number two, this man made his money selling everything possible and imaginable online and consumables, most of it not being critical to life, but frilly, selfish materialism. So he started an online company that sells all kinds of mostly garbage, trinkets, gadgets, and he became a multi-billionaire. And the richest man in the world, he's worth $185 billion, they say, with a B. He sells fancy purses, pricey harlot clothing, and perfume. Does that give you an idea of the state of America and its desires and how people are generating, the richest people are generating their wealth today? None of these men made their fortunes on the basics of life, helping others with a simple quality life, food, housing, medicine. Now, knowing all of this, just tell me, think about this. How is America not just like Sodom today? Full of pride, patriotism, plenty, all the materialism, selfishness, Americans want their own way, and of course, sexual perversion is everywhere. It's accepted, it's embraced, it's lifted up, all of these things I just mentioned. People think it's great to be prideful, they think it's great to be sexually perverted, they think it's great to have excess and be greedy with your wealth. No, judgment's coming. Romans 1 verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." So the truth of God is unrighteous to them. They stand against it and they love their unrighteousness. So the question I have for you is, are you ready for the Lord to judge America if you're an American? All the rest of you, are you ready for the global tribulation that's coming as God pours out his wrath on America and the globe due to mankind's sin against him? It's grievous and wrath is coming. Colossians 3, 4 through 10. "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil conscience, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which these things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with the deeds." Hey, there's faith and works, right? "And have put on the new man, being born again, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him." Hey, that section of scripture has the gospel right in it, right? So there's a great hope, folks. I want to bring you that great hope. I want to remind you of it as I talk about America, Sodom, and its sexual perversion, greed, pride, plenty, its fullness. Christ has made this great way. Don't live for this culture, American culture, the world's culture, even the American and the world's church systems, denominations, man-made religion, Sunday church, are corrupt and part of these false, sinful, wicked ways. You must repent and come out of her. You must turn from the culture's ways and seek after Christ while he may be found. My encouragement to you is repent. Obey the gospel today. It's the only hope for America and the world. Turn from your ways. Forsake your sins. Hey, go to don'tperish.com. See the gospel link on every page. Learn how to find eternal life. Learn how to be transformed. Learn how to have your sins forgiven. Learn about this glorious Savior. Learn about eternal life. Learn about everything that's fading. These men that are billionaires are going to stand in judgment like the homeless guy in the gutter. Repent and obey the gospel today. Hey, go to our teaching blog every day, pouring out articles, audios, videos, sisters' blogs to edify the saints, get you thinking about the eternal life. Don't live for America. Don't live like Sodom, America. Don't live like the world. Live for the Savior. That is eternity to come. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that's edified you. I hope that got you thinking. Yeah, rich people, the richest people in the world made their money off of what? Yeah, go test what they made their money off of. Then it tells you the state of this culture. Then test yourself and say, am I of this culture? I want to be clear. Brother Jim's not against technology. I'm using a phone. I use the internet for God's glory. I know there's good things on the internet. But I promise you, most of the things the culture is using the internet for is wickedness, greed, pride, sex, vanity. We can use it for the good, for God's glory, while there's time. But he's going to come. He's going to send his judgment before he comes. It's going to disrupt life. Get ready, folks. Take stock of your life. Live for that which is eternal. Seek after the kingdom of God. Hey, we love you all. I got to get down the gospel road, preaching the gospel every day, planting seeds, telling the truth, pointing people to this glorious Savior. We love you all. May God be praised.